Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show on this Friday night. As a reminder, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, comparing rates to help you save. Now, that is Progressive. And as promised, before we went to commercial break, we are looking forward to a very special book review. University of Minnesota former head football coach Jerry Kill has been beloved and successful at every point of his career, and he has done so while maintaining just an unwavering commitment to his faith and to his family. And I know tonight you are going to be so inspired hearing his story about his career and overcoming, you know, I would say insurmountable odds with his battle with cancer and epilepsy. He is truly a very special man. It is such an honor to have you with us tonight for the first time at SB Nation Radio. Coach Jerry Kill, good evening.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's such an honor to have you on the program. And before we highlight your new book, I know our listeners are going to enjoy hearing about it and talking about your journey. I'd love for you to open up and get your thoughts on your former conference. It's a big weekend in college football, the Big Ten Conference. What is your perception? Because Ohio State and Michigan, they're among the nation's very best and two top five teams.
Yeah, they are. And, it's two great coaches. I mean, when Coach Harbaugh got into the league, I think everybody knew that, you know, you're going to have to step up a little bit. So, I mean, with Ohio State's program and Michigan and then what Wisconsin's doing right now, and, you know, you're going to learn a lot about both those teams. So, you know, the Big Ten is, you know, playing some, you know, very good football right now. And hopefully my old team is 3-0 and they go to Penn State, which is going to be an important game for them.
How do you think the Big Ten got back so quickly in terms of being one of the top conferences in the country? Because there were years that they did struggle.
Well, I think the biggest thing is expanded the recruiting. And, you know, we expanded the league and put Maryland and Rutgers in there, so that, you know, expanded the recruiting. And I think most people, you know, are recruiting all over the country, and there's more people, you know, going to Texas and Georgia and Florida and, uh-huh. and places like that to get some, you know, more speed and more athleticism and a bigger population of players, because, you know, Wisconsin, Iowa, Minnesota, Indiana, there's a lot of people like that are not, you know, they don't have the opportunity to get those players. It's very difficult, where it's a lot easier for Ohio State and Michigan. So I think the rest of the league has worked very hard at recruiting and trying to, you know, to match some of the athletes that Ohio State is recruiting.
You're listening to the voice of Jerry Kill tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, and I'm your host, Elissa Walker Campbell. We are interactive, and you know what? We'd love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at E Radio Sports, and you can go back and listen to this exclusive interview at podcastarena.com, podcastarena.com. Of course, Jerry is the former head football coach at the University of Minnesota. He had an illustrious career in the college ranks, and we are highlighting his new book that is out. It is titled Chasing Dreams, Living My Life 1 Yard at a Time. Let's move ahead, Jerry, and highlight your amazing career and time in college coaching, because I tell you what, it is hard to believe that it was just over a year ago that you announced your retirement from coaching football at the University of Minnesota due to health concerns. So tell us this, I mean, what has the past 12 months been like for you personally? I mean, how difficult has it been not being able to do what you love?
Well, it's been hard. There's no question about it. And when I went through the situation, you know, I felt, you know, that, you know, I wasn't going to cheat the game. I was making a lot of money and all that kind of stuff, but I couldn't coach, you know, the way I wanted to coach, and that was full tilt. So, and I was taught that a long time ago from my daddy. He always said, don't ever steal. So I felt like, you know, I just, you know, I couldn't, you know, having seizures, and I'd battled them for a long time, but, you know, my wife had to sit there and watch me all night and not sleep. And so it just wasn't a way to live. It wasn't fair to her. And so I walked away and I called it. I went to rehab. I went to Florida and, you know, I went and seen some people. I'm on a different diet now. I had time to look into all the things that I needed to do, exercise. And that's kind of how the book came up, is Jim Bruton had been after me for about 3 years, and I called him up and I said, hey, I'm going to walk.
Yeah.
And you ask me questions and let's write a book. So I'd walk about 10 miles a day and put my earplugs in, and he'd ask questions and I answered them. And the big part of the book for me was to cover a lot of different areas, not just, you know, things that, you know, the typical sports book, and all the money and proceeds go to the you know, my two foundations that we had. I didn't want to take any money for it. So it's a combination of many things in the book, from, you know, the way that I was raised to turning around programs,
yes,
and how we did that, to the corporate world and how the college football and the corporate world running both of them are exactly the same in a lot, in most ways. It talks about epilepsy and dealing with it, and you know, the future and what we need to do there. And, you know, it talks about, you know, my beliefs and where college football's headed. And so it's a book about a lot of things, and I wanted it to reach people that have had cancer, epilepsy, corporate world, football world. And so we're, you know, it could, you know, I always figured if you can get a couple nuggets out of a book, it's worth buying.
The title of the book is Chasing Dreams, Living My Life One Yard at a Time. We're going one-on-one with Jerry Kill. What's really neat about the book, too, is that you had some heartfelt forewords from some of our favorites. Of course, TCU head football coach Gary Patterson, and then also college football figures like Jim Phillips. What did they share, and what did that mean to you?
Well, it meant a lot. You know, our author, you know, reached out to him, and, you know, Jim hired me from Southern Illinois to Northern Illinois, and he knew my situation, and it didn't affect him. He said, you know, the guy knows how to build programs and win games. So, you know, he knew I had epilepsy and had been a cancer survivor and so forth. And so it meant a lot for him to hire me, and he's been close to me ever since, you know, and has helped me. And I know they called him when I came here to K-State and wanted to know about me. So it meant a lot for him to say, you know, what he said. And Gary's been we've known each other for a long time. We never worked together, but we've known each other through Coach Franchione. And then I was in his wedding, and I don't know, there's a lot of mutual respect there. And, you know, for him to take the time to say what he said, I asked him if I had to pay him money, you know, to say those nice things.
And
he gladly told me I needed to. So,
oh, he did. Oh, I love it. Hey, Jerry Kill is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We know him well. Former head football coach at the University of Minnesota. We're going up close and personal. So talk to us, Coach. I mean, you are back in your home state of Kansas. In Manhattan, you're working at Kansas State and a part of the K-State family. What's it been like to move into this new chapter of your life and professional career? And kind of tell us, I mean, share with the listeners, I mean, what are some of your duties of your new job? And because I know that you can probably provide some great perspective to those Wildcats, those coaches and those student athletes, right?
Yeah, you know, it's a unique deal. I did not know John Curry, my boss, at all. And I got a phone call in the summertime, and I had an opportunity to go to two or three other places, but in a different role. And he called me and he said, hey, I need help. And he goes, I need somebody. He said, all our people are from marketing and the business world and haven't coached a lot. And I need somebody from the athletic world and specifically football to be able to set in meetings and tell us, you know, how the coaches feel about things. So it's kind of unique. So, you know, I sit in administrative meetings. I'm associate athletic director, but I really represent the coaches and certainly football. And so I spent a lot of time, you know, with, you know, the players, and if they have any issues or problems, you know, I try to help them out. So I'm around players like I used to be. I go to practice. You know, me and Coach share things together. Coach Snyder's been unbelievable to me.
Uh-huh.
So I'm very close to the program. I'm still part of football. I'm just not coaching it on the field. And then I'm also mentoring a lot of young coaches from different sports and trying to let them know, you know, the ways to do things to get where you need to be, and doing a lot of speaking for K-State. So it's kind of, that's, you know, really a lot of things you do as a head football coach. But I think I'm one of the first, and you got to give John credit because he didn't know who I was. And I think he talked to Jim, is that I'm kind of first guy that's kind of, you know, football's turned into the business world, and a lot of administrators are all locked into that and don't know as much about football and other sports. So, you know, I give him credit for saying, hey, I can't do it. You know, will you help me? And so, I mean, I give him all the credit in the world to let me come here and do it. And it's been a good transition. I miss Minnesota. I miss my guys, all the coaches and players, and that's been difficult. I mean, I think about it every day. But without this situation, I'd be lost. And so it's been good for me.
Hey, the former head football coach at the University of Minnesota, Jerry Kill, is with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We are highlighting his new book, Chasing Dreams, Living My Life 1 Yard at a Time. We're going to take a quick break. We will be right back.